on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the trial of a man accused of the rape and murder of a Donegal woman in Goa, India, has begun today. There are fears that someone will be seriously injured if safety measures are not implemented at a busy Letterkenny junction. A Coleraine-based councillor is calling for the closure of City of Derry Airport, saying the money spent could be spent on keeping the airport open should instead be invested in road and rail improvements. And two men have been arrested in connection with a robbery at the Sligo Leacher Mountain Rescue last week. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the trial of a man accused of the rape and murder of a Donegal woman in Goa, India, has begun today. Danielle McLaughlin was killed while visiting India to train as a yoga teacher. She was found dead on March 14, 2017, and a local man, Vagat Bhagat, with whom she had been friends since 2016, is on trial accused of her rape and murder. Today, initial evidence was heard in the case as the prosecution cross-examined a witness who first saw the body. The case has now been adjourned until April the 13th. A Coleraine-based councillor is calling for the closure of City of Derry Airport, saying the money spent on keeping the airport open should instead be invested in road and rail improvements between the North West and Belfast International Airport. David Harding, a Conservative member of the Causeway Coast and Glens Council, says there isn't an economic reason to keep City of Derry Airport open.
Why in Northern Ireland do we have three airports? We should only have one which we invest all our public money into to make sure it's properly connected. For example, you know, why don't we have a rail link to Belfast International Airport? That's where the money should go. And I'm not only calling for City of Derry to close, but also I think Belfast City should not be operational. There's no point having two airports.
Well, maybe we should all move to Belfast. That's, you're talking about centralisation there. We might as well just move to, I mean, and in the Republic we'll all shift ourselves to Dublin and sit around that airport.
Absolutely opposite of what I'm arguing for. I'm arguing for proper infrastructure investment so that we have proper roads. So the A6, the A5, the A26, the A2 are all fully brought up to dual carriageways, which is what they should be, because that allows access to all sorts of services for everybody, not just people wanting to use an airport. And it is about the Northwest. Although I'm making these comments as the spokesperson for the Conservative Party in Northern Ireland, I'm also a councillor in Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council. I want us, Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council, I want Derry and Strabane, I want Donegal, I want Sligo, I want is all working together.
Responding, Derry City and Strabane District Councillor Eric McGinley said the airport serves a community development function that goes beyond economic imperatives. He says Councillor Harding's analysis is typical of the Conservative economic policy which has brought the region to where it is.
It's fairly ill-informed and very, very blinkered. It's very short-sighted as well. David just seems to ignore the historical lack of investment in the transport infrastructure in this part of Ireland, which obviously includes Donegal. And at this minute in time, the City of Derry Airport provides a very valuable link for hundreds of thousands of people. So to just shut it, it just seems illogical in the first instance, and it just ignores the service that the airport has provided for many, many years.
Is there a good return for the tax spend on it, Eric?
Well, it's all relative, Greg, in one sense. I mean, this shouldn't just be narrowed down to profit and loss columns, but it seems to be part of the Conservative ideology that if something doesn't make money, then it should be dispensed with, oblivious to the service it actually provides on a daily, weekly and monthly basis.
There are fears that someone will be seriously injured if safety measures are not implemented at a busy Letterkenny junction. The top of Oliver Plunkett Road is home to the county library and many local businesses, creating a substantial amount of footfall in the area. However, it's been reported that when some motorists are about to turn left off the main street, they are immediately speeding up as they travel down the road. Local councillor Desi Shields says a number of options can be explored.
A lot of cars come at a fairly slow pace down the main street, but then decide to speed up immediately from that point and travel quite fast down the road on Oliver Plunkett Street. Now you're turning off from the main street there, and the public library's there, the social welfare office is there, and there's a bus stop. And I don't want to get into the terminology of boy racers, but certainly it's a familiar sound there of the exhaust type sound hitting high notes coming down that road.
So what would you like to see there to counteract that?
Well, look, really, there's two things that need to be looked at, whether or not actually there's a crossing needed there, because people who are coming down the main street or up the main street on that side of the road, there's no actual crossing between the public library and the social welfare office side of the road at the upper side. So that could be one thing, and also but obviously have a slowing down effect. But also, if that's not something that the council are willing to do, then realistically there needs to be some sort of a traffic calming measure, whether that's some kind of a speed bump or something along that kind.
Conor McGregor is facing charges of assault and criminal mischief when he appears in court in Brooklyn today. The 29-year-old has been taken from a police station in handcuffs after an incident at a UFC event last night. Fellow Dublin fighter 25-year-old Cian Cowley, with an address at Hyde Park in Dalkey, has also been charged in relation to the violence. MMA journalist Jim Edwards is in Brooklyn. He explains what may happen in court when McGregor appears.
What we need to bear in mind is those charges are currently pending and they will be read by a judge this morning. But from what I'm hearing here down on the ground, those might not be the only charges that Conor McGregor is facing. I know obviously there are several people that I just talked about that are involved in the fracas that are on that bus. But there are also several UFC employees who are also caught up in it. So this is, as I keep saying, it's very much a developing story here in Brooklyn.
Two men have been arrested in connection with a robbery at Sligo Leitrim Mountain Rescue last week. Gardaí have recovered thousands of euros worth of equipment, which they believe was stolen from the team's base. A planned search of a premises in Sligo Town this morning led to the seizure of a number of items. Following the search, two men were arrested and taken to Ballymote Garda Station for questioning. The IFA hosted a seminar last night to discuss the implications of Brexit on the border counties. The event at the Glencairn Hotel in Castleblaney was also addressed by representatives from the Ulster Farmers Union. IFA President Joe Healy, who addressed the meeting, says rapid progress in the withdrawal agreement negotiations is needed to avoid a disastrous no-deal scenario. Mr. Healy told Highland Radio News that the lack of certainty is a key worry.
We can talk about the known knowns, the known unknowns, but it's the unknown unknowns that's causing concern amongst farmers. I saw an article a few months back where even in Norway and Sweden, where the border crossing is minimal disruption, but it's still an average delay of 15 minutes per vehicle, per commercial vehicle. And you have 14,000 commercial vehicles a day between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And that's 3,500 hours a day that's lost. So that's the cost in itself. And then you have all the costs of compliance.
The Lochs Agency is demanding improved efforts to maintain biodiversity after an estimated 387,000 rainbow trout escaped from a fish farm in Newton Stewart into the River Struil during last August floods. A report into the escape has just been published. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At the time of the escape, Lochs Agency personnel carried out an initial assessment of the damage caused to the fisheries habitat. They raised concerns with the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs Marine and Fisheries Division, the licensing authority for fish farms in Northern Ireland. Independent expert opinion was sought from Professor Ken Whelan, one of Ireland's foremost fisheries scientists. His report has been published. There's a link on our website, highlandradio.com. Lochs Agency says while some of these fish have moved downstream, the majority are still concentrated located in the Lower Strool, Lower Derg and Upper Mourne. They say they'll continue to work with the relevant statutory agencies to ensure robust biosecurity mechanisms are put in place at fish farms to minimise the risk of further escapes. The agency is now collecting data on rainbow trout which are being caught and is asking that any which are over 30 centimetre in length be given to them so they can conduct further analysis. Anglers are also being asked not to discard rainbow trout on riverbanks.
Two more men have been arrested in connection with an illegal Republican parade in Derry on Easter Monday. The 29 and 64-year-old were arrested in the city yesterday and are expected to appear before court on April the 25th. It brings to 7 the total number of people arrested in connection with the parade, where the crowd attacked police vehicles with bricks, bottles and petrol bombs in the Craigan area of Derry on Monday. Paddy Jackson has apologised for taking part in a WhatsApp group chat that was degrading and offensive. The Ireland and Ulster rugby player says he's been reflecting on his values after being acquitted of rape last week. Stephanie Grogan has more details from the statement he's issued today.
Paddy Jackson says he's ashamed that a young woman who was a visitor to his home in June 2016 left in a distressed state. That was never my intention, and I will always regret the events of that evening, he said in a statement to the Press Association. He also said he was truly sorry for engaging in a WhatsApp group chat that was degrading and offensive. The rugby player added that criticism of his behaviour is fully justified, and he knows he's betrayed the values of his family and the public. He also speaks about respect in the statement and of a commitment to returning to the values that were integral to his upbringing. Paddy Jackson and his teammate Stuart Olding were both unanimously found not guilty of raping the same woman last week. They remain relieved of their rugby duties as Ulster Rugby and the IRFU carry out a review.
Funding has been allocated to build Ireland's first bespoke log cabin in Donegal to cater for people with severe disabilities. €115,000 in leader funding has been made available, along with over €38,000 of private investment to build and fit out the log cabin in Culdaff as part of the Hoist Away project. Work is due to be complete this September on the three-bedroom build that will be specifically designed to cater for wheelchair users and equipped to meet the needs of people with disabilities. Una McGinley of Hoist Away says the idea was born out of her own personal experience when travelling with her partner who has MS.
Totally family orientated, so that a family can come together and be together and stay together instead of a family being split up and maybe one parent taking two or three other children away on holiday and then another child being left, or someone who is disabled having to go into residential care. Respite care has a place for some people, and it works, and it's very necessary. However, there is no opportunity for a full family to go together. I phoned a crowd in, I think it was Roscommon, and they said, yes, we have all these facilities, wonderful, and I said, great. And then they told me to bring your own mattress. You don't go on holidays and bring your own mattress. So that's where this really has stemmed from, that we have missed out, myself and my partner particularly have missed out on so many things and so many opportunities because the facilities just aren't there.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with golf, and Rory McIlroy has powered his way into a share of the lead at the US Masters. The Ulsterman started his second round poorly, hitting a bogey on the first. However, he recovered well after consecutive birdies on the second and third. McIlroy is now 4 under par for the tournament, along with Matt Kuchar. Overnight leader Jordan Spieth has endured a disastrous start to his second round. The American has fallen into a tie for third after he double bogeyed the opening hole, hitting a bogey on the next as well. Now, before we continue with the rest of today's news, just to let you know what's happening this coming Sunday on our sports programme After Five, we'll have a golf special as we look forward to the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, which of course has been held on the links course at Ballyliffin Golf Club. It's just 3 months now to the big event comes to the northwest, a first for Ballyliffin and for Donegal. In the coming weeks and months, some of the world's top golfers are expected to confirm their place alongside Rory McIlroy and defending champion
Sean Ram. The anticipation and excitement ahead of the contest has been building considerably, given its place in the European calendar just 2 weeks away from the Open Championship. I've spent the day in Ballyliffin, where I've been speaking with General Manager John Farn and Club Captain Paddy McDermott, and that Highland Golf Special, a preview of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, will be aired this coming Sunday after 5 o'clock on a Sunday Sports, so do tune in for that. On to soccer now. The Finn Harps and Galway United game, which was due to be played this evening in the first division of the SSE Airtricity League in Balbuffet, was called off earlier today, obviously due to the heavy rain and the bad weather. That game will be refixed for a later date. There is games taking place tonight in the first division. Drogheda host table toppers UCD tonight. That's a top of the table battle there. Bottomside Athlone Town go to Shelburne, and Wexford entertain Cove Ramblers. Waterford welcome Cork City to the RSC in a first versus third Premier Division clash. Alan Reynolds' newly promoted side have won all four of their home games so far this season and lie just a point behind the Leasiders. Second place Dundalk welcome Shamrock Rovers to Oriel Park this evening. Dalymount Park is the venue for the game between Bohemians and Limerick. Bray Wanderers continue the search for a first one of the season away to St Patrick's Athletic. No game for Derry tonight, but they are looking to take their good home form on the road tomorrow night when they go to the showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers and yet another North West derby. The top two are both at home tomorrow in the Irish League Premiership. Crusaders, who currently sit 2 points ahead of Coleraine, are hosting Glennavon, while Coleraine are taking on Cliftonville. That's two of the six ties tomorrow. And indeed, Institute's journey to promotion to the top flight in the Irish League continues tomorrow as well. The Derry side are on the road at Ballyclare Comrades in the Championship, as stood, of course, sit just 1 point ahead of Newry City at the top, but Institute do have a game in hand as well. It's another big weekend for Letterkenny Rovers in the FAI Intermediate Cup semi-final replay. That game's in Dublin this coming Sunday against Fairhouse Clover, due to start at 2 o'clock in the capital there, while Cockhill Celtic can move 9 points clear at the top of the Ulster Senior League. They take victory against Swally Rovers. And the big game at junior level this weekend comes in the form of Inishowen, who are playing in the Oscar Traynor Interleague Trophy quarterfinal. They're on the road on Sunday away to the Kilkenny League, as Inishowen once again look to book a place in the semi-finals of that competition. Cross channel, the top two in the championship go head-to-head tonight. Wolves go into the night 6 points clear of their host Cardiff, and that one kicks off at 7:45. On to the international front, and the Republic of Ireland women are playing their first home World Cup qualifier at the moment. The Tallaght Stadium is the venue, and the game at this stage is about 20 minutes old, and no goals to report at the moment. No Tyler Toland, of course, she is out due to a broken wrist. Amber Barrett, Roman McLaughlin and Amy Boyle Carr, neither of those three Donegal players started the game today, but they are part of the squad. In motorsport at the Easter stages rally, Derek McGarrity and Donegal's Paddy Robinson lead after four stages in their Subaru Impreza WRC. They currently sit 4.5 seconds ahead of the R5 of Josh Moffat. Martin McCormick Skoda is in third, with Sam Moffat's R5 wrapping up the top four. In the two-wheel drive categories, Keith White in the Escort is the leader, but Kevin Eves from Pedigo, he currently sits 26 seconds adrift, 13th overall and second in the two-wheel drives. It's going to be a big weekend off motorsport, because the Circuit of Kerry rally is also on this weekend. That's on Sunday, round two of the National Championship. Declan Boyle, Donna Kelly and Joseph McGonigal among the top four seeds for that event this weekend. And on the world stage, it is the Corsica Rally this weekend on the WRC, and after four stages, Frenchman Sebastian Ogier leads by 33 seconds from Thierry Neuville. It's Ford M Sport at one, Hyundai at two, and then the Citroen of Chris Meek sitting in third position overall, and he is 38 seconds down the leader, Ogier. Sebastian Loeb back in the Citroen this weekend as well. His rally came to an end very early on, just 400 metres end of the start of Stage 2 as he ended up in a ditch. In rugby in the Pro 14 League tonight, there is two Irish provinces in action. Rory Best returns to the Ulster front row for their meeting with Edinburgh. Connacht are also playing at 7:30 tonight away to the Ospreys. Locally, there's All-Ireland League action for two North West sides tomorrow, and both are on the road. City of Derry, who have had a difficult season, just 1-1 in 16 games, go to Harlequins in Division 2B, and Omer on the road as well in Division 2B. They take on Middleton. Gaelic games-wise, the action is due to start tonight, weather permitting, of course. In the Donegal All-County League Division 2, there's a game penciled in. That's Sneave Wirra Lower Ross is hosting Glenfinn, due to start there at 8:15. And there's just one County Hurling League game that's set to go ahead this evening. That's Buncrana against Burt. Tomorrow, the Jim McGuigan Minor Under 17 Cup semi-finals are being played. This, of course, is the minor league. Donegal are taking on Armagh and Balbuffet, and Tyrone will go to Monaghan. Both of those games start at 12 tomorrow. At an inter-county level, it's the Liddies who have a big game this weekend. Maxi Curran and Damien Devaney's side are hosting Cork tomorrow evening in Division 1 of the Liddies National Football League. That's at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Donegal, of course, need to win if they are to be in with a chance of making it to the semi-final of the league competition. And finally, for the moment, on the Commonwealth Games front, on the Gold Coast in Australia, the first of the Northwest athletes will see some time this coming Sunday. Dempsey McGuigan of Finn Valley is due to throw for Northern Ireland in the Hammer event. That's this coming Sunday. He's one of four competitors. Stephen McMonagall from Letterkenny will box next Tuesday. Rachel Darragh goes in the badminton next Tuesday. And Summer Leckie of Finn Valley will see high jump action on Saturday week as well. That is it from the sports desk for today. Killa will be back with more tomorrow afternoon. Saturday Sport gets underway just after the two news.
Thanks, Aisin. And finally, for weather now, rain will gradually clear northwards this evening to shower, some heavy, with highest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees and blustery south to southeast winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the trial of a man accused of the rape and murder of a Donegal woman, Danielle McLaughlin, in Goa, India, has begun today. Initial evidence was heard in the case as the prosecution cross-examined a witness who first saw the body. A Coleraine based councillor is calling for the closure of City of Derry Airport, saying the money spent on keeping the airport open should instead be invested in road and rail improvements between the North West and Belfast International Airport. Two men have been arrested in connection with a robbery at Sligo Leacher Mountain Rescue last week. Gardaí have recovered thousands of euros worth of equipment, which they believe was stolen from the team's base. And funding has been allocated to build Ireland's first bespoke log cabin in Donegal to cater for people with severe disabilities. €115,000 in leader funding has been made available, along with over €38,000 of private investment to build and fit out the log cabin in Culdaff as part of the Hoist Away project. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colin Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahas of Colin Ferreter and Shaw on the Preve Scale here, Highland Radio. Lannan Kelleri here in the Failure, Edgerna Shunta, Fan Kelcha Arai in Letcher Kennan and Jeru Sharkton Yashaw. Ta Comortus, Boscola Arachtal Iri and Tronona, Erin Freeve Sra Genu. Lakoraha, Kyotri, August Dowsery on Vratan Vig, Akar Kyol Koramer Shul, Arden Avaklanya and Griena Nismulia. Amara Jan Hart La Nagomortus a con a colinu La Comortus Nagor August Kyol Erlisha a Osta Eg Colisha Ali Tosher Term Wajin Amarg Lahanyajai Siren Ashke de Kurchuri August Club Nefela La Muncher Nahalabin on Sandiha Amara Comai Ga Olus Exceve Nefela Nosiv Corlia Conde Runanal Jennifer and Gilliga a Kelleru egan Ochaj Bio er a Kaharu Laya Jeg Dun Visha Amalia Hag Clea Morhul the Hudge Conrun Gilliga Toshard Karnog Farnell Aglahania Da Jeg Tronona Ga Olus Exceev Conrun Gilliga Sina G Bonkai E. August the factus obert egen corlia conde comai conan geliga a kelleru, August a ladru replian at negeliga, runch fishina garage a krelu in a man socialta conan changa a hashpin satil lehul. Sochonde. Leve parcha on gen tafadu beg jerjai gus kuig second jag dach hen the gohan na the camera gus e a hulu or I chig sprag a hart jag eg Donegal coco bunkai e. Gaulus exiv at Horlio Honde comai. August Tandarna Bauta, the Kishcha, a kid fihis a kuig, a coran winu or foil, the groupi at a egagru emakti, the vlian the geliga, oskulcha egan, more agriat a conrun geliga, tell you ert foil, fin kishcha, egg esnagi bunk ie. August Talan the geliga, a kelluru and ran a farscha, or a casual la jeg, than me abran the comai, be a fella oskulch go hafigul, egg hana ruin the whale, a glahani, egg a henyeg a clog or majin. August be comortus afrasharukta abramah on chomai le branu dushane a comortus alinya branu parsa rana farstia kyolagus crack son ashland and rana farstia rihanle shimma chodse eligolier slan agus banacht.
The image notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of April. The sudden death has taken place of Kerry Canning, 496 Glenshane Road, Clody, County Derry. Her remains will repose at her home until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, tonight. The sudden death has taken place at the Valley Nursing Home, Clogher, of Michael Duffy, 24 5 Acres, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Headway Northern Ireland, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Anne McFadden, Keenahan, Kilmacrennan. Her remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, tomorrow morning from 9:30 until 11. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, going to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11, followed by interment in the Old Abbey Cemetery, Kilmacrennan. The death has taken place of Frank Green, Lochinure. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place at his residence of James Porter, 77 Cockhill Park, Buncrana. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Josie Doherty, Cabadui, Carndonagh. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow afternoon at 2:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Pat Kelly, funeral director. The death has occurred of Catherine Dobbin, Killatee, Dunkaneely. Her remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Killatee, followed by committal in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Killybegs Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or John B. O'Donnell, funeral director. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Bridget Breed O'Donnell, Cool Cholly, Ballyshannon. Her remains will repose at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Mass of the Resurrection in St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment in Kilcar Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Northwest Hospice, the Mall Sligo, or the Shiel Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Patrick McKenna, funeral director. House private to family, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Patrick Conway, 1 Clinelly View, Plumbridge. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, at 11 o'clock. interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to chest, heart and stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.